Blog Talk Radio.
The masses are going to go through every ailment there is. You can't be worrying about that, because if we keep worrying about the trouble that the masses are in, we never cultivate anything among ourselves to get to the high level in which the masses going to be a part of. Because ultimately, all this shit got to be destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So T.D. Jakes is just a part of the same society, you see what I'm saying, that the masses are the same people. You see what I'm saying? He's only a manifestation of their ignorance.
Okay. You have a question for me?
Yeah.
So are you telling me I'm the devil just because of the skin I was born in?
Look.
Yes.
Look. Okay, I'm going to use this from whether she's the devil based on the skin she's born in. I'm not going to use it from a religious standpoint of view, because just like the African that stood before the table said, you know,
yes,
you use,
right.
You deal with the whole religious thing and all, and you throw people off.
Yes, sir.
What we're saying is this, based on historically, and if you get into your learned white people, they bear witness to this, that historically, you were going around the planet and enslaved and raped and pillaged and killed to this particular day, and you suffer, and this is in the masses of you. Now, this is one that is in the collective of white. You suffer from a superiority complex. And I don't see why wouldn't you. Everything you see, every image you see, is of white folks.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So now, on that particular aspect of the religious aspect and all, I will say, based on the metaphysical aspect, mm-hmm. based on the Kabbalah, they say the intruder, which means that was a person that wasn't there in the beginning, that now is intruding and causing an incontinuance to learning because they cause luxury. That's the capitalistic society. So like I say, is this here. As an individual, it doesn't really matter, but as a collective, that's what we deal with. Because personally, be honest with you, you personally don't have no effect on me. You can't really do anything to me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So to be grown up about this individually, it doesn't even really matter. But we talk about collectively, you benefit from a system and a society. You understand what I'm saying? That collectively, not just black people, but all indigenous people. We're just going back. Look, you just had a man that died recently.
I can't
right. You just had a man that died recently. What's your boy, the actor that just died? Marlon Brando. And what did he say when he sent that Native American woman to the
Academy
Award? She say, you all look and you would think that the Native Americans happen on another planet somewhere or another continent. You go about talking about this freedom thing and you massacred millions of people. Let me show you. So my point here, historically, you figure it out. Let me give you an example. They came to San Francisco. Now, they had already broke all the treaties. They pushed them from the middle of the country. Their last stand was San Francisco. In 3 years, they had 60 million Native Americans. And when they got through in 3 years, they had 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we talking about people that's massacring 50. They massacred 80 million buffaloes just so the Native Americans couldn't eat. So historically, it's not even an argument. My point here is, if you get off of just the whole thing based on the biological thing and just deal with the principalities of mindsets. You see what I'm saying? The mindsets. You benefit from a culture that exacerbates and fosters this shit to this day.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
No. Privilege creates blindness. It creates selfishness, and I absolutely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So, you see, my point is, and so my point here is, and guess what? Believe it or not, I'm not talking today based on the stuff that you've done in the past. I'm giving you concept of what shit is going on right now on a global level. On a global level. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is on that particular level, so I thought it, because, you know, yes, you got Sarnetta will tell you how he feels, okay. And you can come in any Saturday and he'll get on your ass.
That's right.
Yeah. You know. So my rendition is to take it from another point of view so you can leave this what you call an understanding that we're not just here personally saying these things because we're upset what you did with us in the past. We're talking about globally on some things that's actually going on personally, on some things that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's on that particular level. You know, I say it that way, you know.
What I wanted to say is that if you alienate people, like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
You feel no frat, baby. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Let me tell you. You ain't got to worry about this. This is the, no, I'm going to tell you, this is, no, let me tell you the fear that white people go around with. Just listen to what I'm trying to say. There's nothing I'm going to say to these people that's going to turn them against white folks with my little 1 or 2 hours of saying this when you all have blatantly done things for years and they still love you. And the bottom line is, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's not our nature. Black people will never be haters and never will. No matter how much we espouse that stuff, first of all, in order for us to be racist, you got to have a power to even to impose racism.
That's
so
right.
You really don't have to worry about this type of thing on a person's views. Be honest with you. Our people love you. So therefore, when you get a brother up here that's telling you what time it is, you should actually champion that. Because most black people, you're going to go around, they're going to be skinning and grinning.
That's right.
And they're going to, and they're going to,
that's what I want.
Well, well, good then.
Yo, let her know Negroes love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You have no control over it because you don't control the system.
Right.
You just caught up in it. Real folks are gonna skin and grin.
No, but you know what? Like Francis Crest Wilson say, if you really want to not be alienated, tell us what you say when we ain't around.
I will.
That's what I'm saying. Don't now, because you can't come up here and tell me that when we are not around, white people sit around and they don't say shit about us. We know fucking white folks. And we know that in society is based on that.
You may think you know white folks. You don't know me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you saying you don't want to be, if you want to be an aide, you want to be an aide, tell us what you talk about when we ain't around. Because we don't get that side. So obviously, there's some, you know what I'm saying, if you really into this type of thing. I know, I'm just trying to say here is, my point here is ultimately, you still going to, when the setting going and we going to be away from this table, you're going to benefit from a society that's going to be for your rule.
I have undue privileges, absolutely, in every step that I take down the street.
You see what I'm saying?
I apologize for every privilege that I have.
And stuff like that.
But
look at here. Well, you got an opportunity right now. Since you over here crying and stuff, why don't you start telling us about what these white folks be saying when we ain't around?
Listen, you can never, never, in many lifetimes, apologize for what we have gone through, because there's too many of you to feel different. You can never erase what has been done to us. It is embedded in our genes. No matter how many tears you sit here and cry, you will never be able to.
And don't tell me that you sitting up here right now. Don't tell me right now that you sitting up here naive to the fact of what you say when we ain't around. You still ain't saying it. It's not like you just fell out of some wonderland somewhere and stuff like that. No, come on now. You. That's what I'm trying to say. We get fooled by this shit. We get fooled by this. They say shit when we ain't around. So I'm trying to say, if you really want to say you what you call it, tell us what they say when you ain't around.
Well, in other words, what the brother's saying is that the apology and the tears is
don't
not what we want to get from you.
I know, and
we want information.
Information.
If you really want to get down, then get down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
What
we
they say.
Apology. You can't apologize.
Tell us what they say when we ain't around. And you know what? It's amazing because we never get. It's amazing because we never get that side from white folks.
That's right. Never.
We live our whole lives and none of you all ever come to the ghetto.
That's right.
And not just the ghetto, because we the richest people of the Africans. Black people in America, we consumers.
That's right. That's right.
Just there, you this street showing you this right now.
Right.
But you never come to our side of the town and say, hey, guess what these people saying about you?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And it's not as if the world, I don't want to spread nothing on. You got to do is turn on the damn TV. They've been doing it in Hollywood for years. And so my point here is it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We need, and you say, well, why would you need me to validate? Now, let me explain something to you. If you was to get on this video right now and tell us what white people say when around, you know how many white black people you'll wake up? I could talk for 10 years and white people, black people won't even listen to me. But if one white woman said that, so see? See?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know. Well.
What did your daddy say? What did your uncle say? What did your friend's parents say?
Bobby.
Huh? The people in your family, their parents.
He's coming down the steps. What?
Crying the baby. Saying, wait a minute, something is not adding up. There's more to the story. And there's also more to the story of your own life. You see, we tell ourselves lies every single day. We tell ourselves lies like, I can't do that. I could never be that kind of person, that manifest big. A limiting belief is all BS. Belief system.
Want a second income stream? Because if you can download an app from the App Store, then you can now build a passive six-figure income stream within weeks, even if you're already planned with work, family, and everything else. And you don't need to invest.
Belief system. Slow motion this side. A great change is coming. Something monumental is ending, and you know it. How to start over and prosper. Every single day I remind myself, deep divers, that it is all about inviting a whole new belief system into my life, into my mind, into my heart, into my soul, to realize that there are no limitations except the ones I create for myself. It can happen for me, and it is happening for me. And no matter what I'm going through, I can always make it work in my favor. Because it's not over. My story is not over. Even if it's not going so good in my life right now, I'm going to tear up that story and I'm going to come back 10 times harder. I'm not going to focus on the fall. I'm going to focus on the comeback. You see, this all happened to me, deep divers. Friends I was once close with, where'd you go? They vanished. I lost great friends, deep divers, along this journey, but I realized that the universe was just making space for people who were in a great alignment with my soul. Truth be told, I didn't really lose anything. The universe was just making a new way for me. So I want to remind you, deep divers, in this life, you're going to lose people. Friends that said, hey, you're my best friend, they're going to vanish. Only the real ones will remain. And get used to it. Get used to these endings that are going to appear in your life, in relationship, with friends. Only the real will remain. And every single day I've learned how to let go. I say, universe, teach me how to let go and realize that you can never really lose anything when you remind yourself everything that you need is inside of you. And everyone who is supposed to be in your life will always gravitate back towards you. All you have to do is focus on yourself, work on yourself to become your greatest version. And everything will fall into place. It's only when you lose everything that you realize, actually, I didn't really lose anything because I've still got me. My peace of mind is the highest form of wealth. Right now, things are changing on the planet. Things are changing in your own life. And I'm encouraging you, deep divers, to embrace this change. Embrace this change. Sometimes you're afraid of it. Sometimes you don't want to welcome it. But what if I told you the change is what helps you level up? When things don't go your way, things don't go right, that's a blessing in disguise because now you find out how strong you are. I'm here to remind you, deep divers, your trials and tribulations, you are about to overcome your greatest fear. And your greatest fear holds your greatest potential once you face it. For so long, a lot of people denied themselves the freedom to live their best life because they were scared. But that's got to end, deep diving. That old you, the small you, is ending. Allow yourself to be reborn. Allow yourself to be a new version of who you truly are. Allow yourself to be a new version of who you know you are, deep down inside. A great change is coming. So many people right now are waking up to this big illusion. And they are outgrowing everything. That's why it feels like everything is ending. Because you don't fit in to the box they tried to put you in. You got to spread your wings, and you got to fly. And this is how the magic happens. Raising the frequency. So I want to remind you, deep dive, to embrace this ending. Because it is nothing more than a new beginning for you. And how to start over is to remind yourself every single day to lose who you thought you were. That small you, and embrace the expansive you. Give yourself permission to be great again. Give yourself permission to get up again. Everyone is going to fall and take the big L, but not everyone rises. And to rise from the ashes like the phoenix, you have to believe in yourself. You need a new thought pattern. You need a new way of emotion. You need to tear up.
If you're looking to start off a business where you can make money in your sleep, watch this. If you're one of the 82% of Americans that shop on,
your sorry story and rewrite the story of the hero. Let's remind ourselves, deep divers, whatever you focus on grows. A great change is coming into the world. I am a part.
A great change is here.
Because I'm putting energy into
not
the world.
Not coming, y'all, it's here.
Freedom, love, elevation. So remind yourself, you're not a victim of circumstance. You are a co-creator of your own reality. And what is the most amazing thing? The most amazing thing to do is to die to the old you.
No sound for like 7 minutes.
And give to the new you. And then just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers.
Let's down for 7 minutes. Seven. Cole,
the great change that's coming on the
platform, the number seven.
The great awakening that's already here. I want to remind you that you are
alchemy.
The piece of the jigsaw. When you come into alignment with who you truly are, the puzzle is solved.
Ooh.
And great things will come your way.
It is.
I like that.
The key.
Woo! Breathing in that good art.
You are the key to you.
Go get the new book, guys.
Aligning, yeah.
Life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book.
You are your own team. Your alignment is
at ralphsmart.com/clothes.
What you?
Spreadshirt.com is in America. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, go and buy some.
All right, Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart, Ralph Smart, Ralph Smart. My Gigi wants the world to know this, so we'll come in right after this.
Breathe and be still. Breathe and be here. Breathe and be now. Allow your spirit to be receptive. Be receptive. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have. There are no voids in the universe. There are no voids within you. Creation is abundant, infinite, ever-expanding. Boundless. Though you live in creation, creation also lives in you. You are abundant, infinite, ever-expanding, boundless. Remove all thoughts of lack and limitation from your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack. There are no limitations. The only limit is your mind. Let your mind expand. Let your consciousness expand. Inhale deeply. Let your mind expand. Exhale completely. Let your consciousness expand. Success is all around you. Success is within you. Wealth is all around you. Wealth is within you. Growth is all around you. Growth is within you. You are an abundant and attractive force. You are an abundant and attractive force. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you it gets out of control, but the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. A life gave me warts, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. Welcome back to the first motivational classroom. There we go. The first motivational classroom of this new season, you guys. Volume a little low. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. So is my volume a little low as far as you hearing me? Is that what's a little low? All right, so we're going to rock this, guys. Can hear. All right, so we're just going to rock it, you know what I'm saying? If it's low, it's low. If it's fine, it's not. We're just going to rock it, how we rock it, you know what I'm saying? So gratitude to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, Motivational Classroom of this new season, guys. We definitely appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys. For continuing to rock with us, you know, this season, you know, there's a lot of growth, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of feeling of growth when, yes, speaking up helps it. Okay, so, it's going to be a lot of growth, you guys. You know, I did have something planned for this, but I felt that we needed to do an open mic today. I felt that we needed to do an open mic, you know, just coming back in, just seeing what's going on, just, you know, kind of talk about the direction in which, you know, things are going and everything like that. So royalty to everybody, guys. If you want to call in to discuss, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Please be sure that you press 1 if you want to be in a caller queue. But, so yeah, guys, royalty. But before I come in, I want to read a collective reading, that I done, guys. If you guys, I will put my link in the show notes, guys, if you want a collective reading from me. Not a collective reading, but an individual reading. But this was profound of the Oracle Pool of Midweek. You know, it's the sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, and it is get clear. When is the last time that you sat down and you got clear about your life? How are you with your emotions? What are you confused about? What fears are you not addressing? Do you know you create your own reality, whether high or low? Do you have distorted thinking unaddressed? Take off your blinders and turn your life around. Get clear. And, you know, again, if you need a sessions or your own, guys, I'll put my link tree in the show notes. You guys can use that. Can use that in order to yeah. So Eternal, let's go ahead and bring you in. Royalty on to you, Eternal. I think you're unmuted.
Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
Greetings. I feel determined. Ain't no stopping. Determined.
No, that's right.
With a capital.
That's it.
You know, we don't give up. So, determined.
No, that's the purpose. You got to have a purpose to your determination, right? So, that's how I feel, too. I'm more of a determinated being now, even stronger than I was, I could say, let's say 4 years from then. Whatever past is, it makes us present. You know what I'm saying? So helping recognize it gives me more of a strength now in the present. Because at first I didn't really, you know, because we rush through a lot of the past. And sometimes we run through it so fast, you got to look back a little bit. See, what turn did you took that made it a little bit different? Because you hear it now,
yeah.
It's like, what you doing here now? Like, you still doing the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look around and be like, but this ain't the same thing I wanted to see as a result. You're like, well, then you need to do something different. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I'm in that new, still awakening to things that, you know, being more patient now and as they say, learn more the opening of the other people, because there's the knowing of the Pleiadians, and I didn't really study it too hard, and now I'm getting the information no matter how I'm looking at it. And so it explains why we have the Anunnaki, the Elohim, and, you know, the Enkidu connection so much that we're saying Asian, and it's been in my lineage. I've been looking at Asian since I was freaking looking at martial arts on TV. It's like I can't escape the inevitable that I'm being written into, you know. I know I sent you the picture of the – well, I ain't sent you the picture, but I got to send you the picture. It's a banyan tree, and the banyan tree is so thick that it hid 7 to 9 people. And it was like village that can be for an actual tree itself. It was a vine that can have 7 to 9 people behind it, and no one will see who's behind that vine. So if you look at Avatar really shows you in the movie. I mean, in the series. They also showed you in the movie. They also showed you in Korra. The Legend of Korra. They're also showing you in Stranger Things. Even though they're on this, like the brother was speaking on, he said it's on this LSD experiment that they were doing with the children. And they put them under the ground to see how the experiment was working. So when they took them back out the ground, they experiment what they wanted from the habitat within the ground. So they were feeling like, I'm too cold. I mean, I want to be cold. I don't need heat. So this was the explanation also to the Pleiadian aspect, because we're looking at sun and moon energy. And so some of us are living off the sun energy, some of us living off the moon energy, and some of us living off of both. And this is where you get Blade. We've seen Blade. Blade been the daywalker, basically. You know what I'm saying? He's able to walk against the sun and do all kind of things. And so just like, you keep getting these heroic stories, and you're like, who are these people talking about? If you finish stop talking about it, you're going to be looking at yourself after a while. Because, you know, this is why we like images. We like images. Images show us our own imagination, just that we ain't really put it fully out to think about it. You know what I mean? It's something we thought about, but we ain't put whole full thought out. Like, what it would look like if I was right now in 2022, you know what I mean, being a superhero? What would I be looking like, you know? And would it be modernized like everything else and still fitting in? So this is that explanation of how they were talking about aliens, MIB, the so-called extraterrestrial, you know, being an extraterrestrial versus extraterrestrial. That's your skin, your ether, etheric being. So a lot of us have different tones to our skin. And if you look at it, like, if you're copper tone skin, you basically have 7 layers of that on your body. You don't have 3. It ain't the dermis, the epidermis, and subdermis. That was what was taught to us in school. However, if we were to go further and look into carbon, carbon is in everything, in the computer, a lot of stuff. Like, you need carbon in order to think, basically. So the dynamics of the change was somebody wanting the carbon while you already got carbon. Like, you turn on the engine, it's some carbon fuel. You know what I mean? Like, carbon is put in a lot of things. I'm just saying. All right. So
we never knew.
So we have now the opportunity to see that everything is us. And if we don't accept what is us, we're not accepting what ain't us. And so the what ain't us is going to be more ruling and doing all these things when, is it you? And it's like, do you need to rule anyway? You know, and so you realize the fight is within themselves. Go ahead. You there?
No, I was just going to say, I feel like we're talking to the youngsters for some reason. I don't know. I just got this strong drive that this podcast is a message to the youngsters.
You know, I can't help it. I can't help it. It's in my blood to talk to the youths all the way on up to us, because it's like we in this journey and they got to go through it. And if we don't show them anything, we like the one who had the builder, right, and ended up turning it as a craft. And now the craft maker don't want to build. Because when you're a builder, you build with children, you build with grandma, you build with everybody. You build with the bus driver. You know, conversations is a build. So when we come up with the aha moments, that's a build. When they say aha, and then they walk away, be like, man, I got something good today, you know. And that's something you put in your pocket. That's like what time travelers do. And if we weren't time travelers, why are we traveling then? Why we go all the way to... you know, Rio de Janeiro, wherever you want to go, you're going somewhere, all the way to Africa, and yet you don't talk to the people while you're there. What was the point of going there? You're going to be stuck up. You're going to be in your own world, in galaxies of other worlds. We're already in the Milky Way. We just don't call it that. And then... how many galaxies do we have around this? Limit our ways of thinking? That's the question. Did we limit our ways of thinking?
We did. I mean, we have on levels unimaginable, to answer your question.
Okay.
Levels unimaginable.
Yeah,
but why did we do that? Like, why did we do that? Why did we want to move to the suburbs and get out the hood and get away from natures and you know, like leave it to the internet to raise our youth and not really communicate with our youth? Like, where did all of the root of all this shit come from? Why?
I mean, we got fascism. Fascism is a mind control MK Ultra. That's why they threw LSD as the thought in Stranger Things versus, you know, the things that's more natural in the psychedelic, or even just showing them how to do a stronger meditate. They didn't go into any breathing techniques in this movie the whole entire time. Like, watching all these theories, and they didn't.
Yeah.
They said breathe, but they didn't show no techniques. That's like saying, I'm working on your external, yet I don't know how to work your internal. When internal is within, yet you close your eyes every day to go within. So I'm hearing them giving it, well, just go away, you know, techniques when it comes down to getting into dream spells and you don't know how to get out of it. Just go away. Go away. Does that sound like I'm convincing? I gotta get that somewhere. It gotta be in my breath. It has to be in my breath.
What?
And so you can see where the layman term is in it. Yet we can come out of that and see that's why we're good with this. As melanin, your carbon can pull anything out and find use of it. That's why it's called carbon.
Mm.
We can reform something out of what that was and is no longer that anymore. That's how you get that solid liquid gas and the liquid. Well, how does it liquidate? It was solid. Well, it wasn't so solid. It had a temper to it. And when that temperament went to a different degree, it changed form. It can go from ice to now water. And so solid ice ain't as solid as we call it. And we're getting the information right now. Why? Because we see Alaska ain't Alaska. What's that called? Greenland ain't Greenland. It's now starting to be what it is. It's really Greenland. It's not ice. You know, so it's thawing out of the ice. It's real. It's real. We're seeing it in ourselves. We don't got no choice. The water. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say, Antarctica, like there are TikToks going around to where Antarctica, people are actually using Google Maps to go further and look into Antarctica, and it is no ice.
I know ice. Because it wasn't ice in the first place. It just they had to freeze time up. And the only way I could freeze time up is I got to freeze a certain section of the time. If I could do that, I could act like I exist. And I could preserve my people, as the Pleiadians were called. I can preserve my people from the Anunnaki to the Elohim. I don't know where are we in the biblical yet. When we look at it coming from all the way over there to see why we dealing with this now, you can see why they're showing us this all the time. They're going to keep retelling the story. It's just that this is giving you the Iberian Strait of how people on the other side of the continent were getting around through portals without having to use the rainbow. They've been showing the rainbow.
Okay.
Yeah. All these things still dealing with circles. And, you know, the only thing that really goes with the oval more than that is, I mean, goes with more than the circle is the oval. The woman created an oval stomach. When I saw this child in this woman's body, it was an oval stomach. It wasn't a circle stomach. It could be a thought, as man would say, oh, it's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, you ever seen a peanut?
Yeah. We
that's
think that that's
when you get a watermelon. Okay. Okay, so now you're seeing a vessel versus you're seeing a man-made circle. Because when you get a watermelon, it's a circle. Okay. Because now this is the teacher. I got to facilitate now the saint being two men versus one woman. That's why I sent you that picture. It's two men being what the one woman was the purpose of. One got the apples in the hand, and it's three apples, and the other one got the tree, but it looks like a feather. I'm like, what are they doing? And then they got a little person beside this person. I'm like, come on now. You're putting three generations right here in front of me. I don't see nothing. And the other one got wings on the back. I said, look at this. He a priest, but he's got wings on the back. What is it, angel priest? You want to put all three of the versions together without telling nobody. This is still Trinity. This is still Gemini. This is the earth being touched by air. And here come the air with hierarchy. The hierarchy with the hair. Hair represents the longer point of the heritage. We say her, it, age. And if we don't know her and it in the age, what age we in? Okay. We can't be in the age of Aquarius yet. We still in the age of Pisces. Pisces came out as a water fish. It was a fish that got on the land, though. Amphibian. Okay. Now amphibian became a
the mermaid?
Being. Okay. Let's go. You're a new being in a lot of things. I don't know. But is it your past, though? The past helps you see Atlantis. All N-I-T is the ant. Atlantis. At land. You at land. You in Atlantean. So how did you come out of the water, land on the earth, and do all this from the sea moss that we need right now, what? Okay. I'm just saying. It makes sense to who you actually are right now. You just got to clink, 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 clink. And you be that, what they call it, transformer. The transform is to get their energy up. When they said transmute, it was you take the energy down. That's that whole going underground thing. That you got to use underground as a negative. Underground was not never a negative. Negative on the negative we used it was a positive. The ions are different. So when I draw a picture, it's not drawing because I'm hurt. I'm drawing because I'm expressing. When a person said, "Oh, you must have been hurt when you drew that." Yeah, I could say that. I was expressing. When I say I'm hurt, that means I'm still stuck in it. I'm not that. I'm constant. I'm a continuum. So just like when a person says, "You perfect." Yes, I am perfect. But people don't say that, do they?
They.
Nah, that's not a good thing. They would say, "Nah, you can never be perfect, God." Da, 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 da. Then you putting God better than where God put you at. God put you in God body. Then he put you in a God body. I'm just saying, you got God form. You got arms, legs. You got hands to think with. Feet to think with. Did I say think with? Oh, that sounds a little different right there. What he talking about? Your hands think, your feet think, like your head think. They're your messengers. When you walk on that floor, how you walk? You walk all swift and fast? You need some balance. You're going to need some balance. Do you use one left leg more than the other? Uh-huh. Okay, I don't see how you working that one. You outworking one leg than the other. What you doing? So it's about how our lives and livelihood became a point to the body, became the whole sex to all these, what we would call negative and positive of the, whoever you wanted to call these people, aliens. You got all of these things going on in you right now. And they've been showing it in all these movies. And if we keep going, we're going to get more of whatever that is not saying we want. All right. Keep eating the food and all this other stuff. We got to do something different. Like, maybe start planting.
Well, we
maybe
are.
Start. Okay.
But Eternal, don't you feel that we have come a long way to what, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? We can't get there overnight. So we have come a long way. Don't you feel
and
that?
And this is the certain. We having that certainty right now. So that's the certain and assertion. When you're doing that, it makes you now more assertive. You can get around. You can still do what everybody else is doing on a different level now. You got to do what everybody else is doing. It's just on a different level what they're doing. You know, so you can be like, I'm good. We coexist. We good. I don't have to hurt you because you smoke a cigarette. I don't. I can still be around. I got my incense. I got my sage. I got my Palo Santo. I'm going to do something that makes me elevate. And I'm not hurting you because you're doing what you do. You just got the other level that you want to do out. And if it's being seen amongst us, we have now still that choice. They said choice is like enslavement. So now choice is also about your imagination. If you can imagine more than what you're seeing, you can imagine yourself doing this and doing it better than where I'm at. So that makes you present. Anybody who has that ability is really on that level we were speaking on earlier about the seven layers of what we call carbon that kicks into you so much that it could be Monday, you don't feel like doing it. Tuesday, you don't feel like doing it. Then all of a sudden on Wednesday, bam, it kicks in. You don't know where it's coming from. You're in just like how the snow left. The snow didn't just leave. It went somewhere. That's the atmospheric thing right there. So if this ice melted, where did the water go? Doesn't that mean it traveled?
Yeah, has to be.
So couldn't even the ice being a spirit travel like water? Like gas, solid, liquid, and gas. So couldn't it travel maybe even on this side of the continent to wake up the people by water, something in the water?
Yeah.
We all around. We've been all around. Things that we don't look at is just probably we just didn't look at it. We kind of overlooked it. We scammed through it to where we feel like we're scanners on certain things. That's why we screenshot a lot of things. However, the screenshot ain't even enough. How can I give you a whole lineage of yourself in a screenshot? I can't. It's impossible. How can I give you a movie the same way? Because that's also impossible. So what we do, we watch a movie that got the shortest frames cut, and we're looking at it, and you're like, oh, this is great, because they kept you in all the excitement. So now your energy, your adrenaline is all like that. Now when you get out of the movie place, you're like, oh, my energy's so, I don't know what to do now. Okay, here we go. And that's where we get right now. We're in the time of earthening. If anybody haven't looked it up, it's E-A-R-T-H-E-N-I-G-I-N-G. Earthening.
Earthening. They can figure that
out. Where you put your feet on the ground, at your feet, not your shoes, your feet on the ground, and let the ground help your frequency. I said, help your frequency. See how I said that?
Let the ground help your frequency. Yeah, it's like when you, for me, when I do earthing, you know what I'm saying? It's like for me, I don't like it to be dry. I like for my earthing to be damp. There's a huge difference.
Be damp? Okay.
With the water.
So you got time. There you go. So we talking about right now, like right now in my time frame, I'm an hour behind you or ahead of you?
Ahead of me.
Okay. So it's 11:56 right now. So over there is 12:56. Right now the grass is 10:57 not
here.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So behind. Okay, yeah, I'm ahead.
Good.
All right.
Go
so
ahead.
The grass right now is not wet like I could, like moist or damp, like you're speaking on. So I would be, if it would be like maybe 7, it would be right there where you just spoke of, you know. And being that I'm on it now, it's like, yeah, so it hurt right now. This could hurt your feet. However, because it's stiff now, the you know, they doing their thing now. They want to stand up, and you over here stepping on it. So it's like,
yeah,
are we in tune with the grass too? You know what I mean? So when it's soft, do we stand on it when it's soft, or when it's hard, and you're like, oh, I don't like it because it's hard, and maybe because you, it's not the time frame you're supposed to be stepping on.
Yep. It took me a while
to
realize that. So I know that now, but it took me of stepping my ass on earth, and when everybody told me that I needed to earth, and I would step on earth, but it would be high and dry, and then I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. You know what I mean? I had to let all
this
shit go. You know,
right.
And I had to understand nature how I understand nature. And I did come to that conclusion that you're speaking about. But it took me a while, you know?
Yeah. Now, what's good about still being out here when it is dry is going to teach you about shu. Shu is this representation of the dryness, while tefna is the moisture. So when we're on the dryness, now it's more like you learning the tough side of your foot. So this will be on reflexology. You can use this still for a purpose. Like, you know, usually when the rain hit, right, and it's all on pavement and the stones are left out and they're like all on the, look like they're more even than anything. Now you can walk out there and take your feet on it and step on it slowly, of course, not hard. Just like right now, I can step on these. I got the nuts out here. There's like a lot of pecans dropped out of the tree. I can step on the nuts, and they're actually helping the reflexology in my foot. And I have to step on it hard, just enough to put pressure on my foot. I'm going to get used to what we were having a conversation was, and I'm glad we're going all around to just go right into this self-healing. What we got to find is the self-healing, right? So this is another self-healing, a purpose of you can go out into your own yard, and you don't even got to get nobody to help you with this. You got your yard to help you. So you step on, you know, the items that's on the earth, like I said, pecans, they're great because they got that round, what I was talking about earlier about the oval shape versus just a round shape. So it feels really soothing on your foot if you get it on the right spot. So now just using that is like your own way of, if it was like an exercise, you could find your own tools out in nature. So this is just like for meditation, we come up with massage. The massage tool, or the presence of massage, was the other avenue of saying how to get out of the pressure, how you get out of the stress. And your feet are fillers. There's a good Netflix that talks about cats and how their mind thinks. And so they always did research on the dog, but they didn't really want to talk about the cat. So it's a lot of downplay on this cat. And that's why I'm deep on that. Yeah, hey, come on.
Yeah, let me try to find that because you know, I got that, two.
Look, if you watch that, you're going to be phenomenal with your cats. I'm telling you. It's going to open your brain up. You're going to be phenomenal. Communication, everything. They talk about how these cats are, they're very, very creative in their mind because of the fillers, the senses that they have in their body. Just like
the inside the mind.
They're really close to the cat.
There
Say it again.
To anybody that's listening, it's called Inside the Mind of a Cat on Netflix. I'm watching that tonight.
There you go. See, I had to sit down and watch this because they go in tune with the body structure, and I was thinking about that. I just really, because, you know, when I do martial arts, it helps my body get a little flexible on spots that I don't be thinking about when I stretch. So now, when I stretch and then do the martial arts, it's the mixture that you'll start to find out. The martial arts will be the masculine. The stretching will be the feminine. So a man who does working out and he don't do the stretching, he's too masculine. And that is going to mess up his core. And when you find out, like the cat has the flexibility to stretch their body in profound places that you wouldn't think about. Yet, it's because of the body structure of the bones. And so expansion is a little different from us. However, as the cat actually can do things beyond us, of course, because there's the body mobility. Like, it can actually go through a little hole, and it's like shoulders can collapse and go right on in there with flexibility that we definitely can't do. However, those who are double jointed can figure out a little bit more on that next level. So there's who we are that comes right out of that, of the symbolic connection of the cat. That's why the lion and the whole connection is really strong about us. We felt like we got conquered. So a lot of people put the conquering lion. And that was like a symbolic thing about how to see a beast from Babylon. And you hear the word Babylon, you hear baby lion. So it was like a lion brought in London. Yeah, there was like, how does lion end up in London? Somebody must have took it and brought it over here. Now, the thing about this is Pangaea, the cat's been all around, all over the place. That's how they found out time travel came through the cats. And so if they had a cat, they feel like, I'll look in the eyes and I'll go in. There's another movie called Cats. That was a Steven Spielberg joint. Steven King joint. But it was, you know, it was trying to show you some old negative stuff about the cat. Yet it was still implementing how the cat knocked the little, it was a little twa. They put a twa in the movie, too. And they putting us in the movie, but, you know, they keep throwing it as a negative. Yeah, you can see where it's coming from because it's like they got to give you something because that was the real part. And then they got to say, all right, well, I don't want you to know too much, so I'm going to make you scared of it. And so the little, I'm going to call him a gnome. The little gnome jumped on this little girl because, you know, they got to attack the children. That's what, you know, even like I was saying, this is all about learning how to face your dreams. They got on the little girl trying to take her breath, and the cat knocked that little gnome down. And, you know, there was a guardian over the actual girl. Every time they looked at the cat, though, they were looking into the cat's eyes, and they didn't know what the cat was saying or doing. But it was like this you know, old Stephen King type thing. He makes it for sense for the whole time. Like, man, this thing became boring if you look at it right now. But that's how they dramatized movies back then, to make it horror. But it wasn't horror. It was someone learning the internal energy, just like how I said, for soothing your feet, you can also soothe your hands. Same thing I just did with the nuts that's on the ground. I could do that with my hands. When we got into martial arts, that became that other way of soothing, a way, of course, when you stretch, though. When you apply the stretch, this is where you hear the kung fu versus the karate. And the karate is there, yet it explains more rough and tough. So you had to go, you know, deep about who you are and do you really want to hurt somebody, like kill them. That would be your field on that side, you know what I'm saying? Yet the spiritual side, even though both of them are spiritual, one is explaining more on there's this feminine and masculine as the gender and principle. Like the woman taught man how to become a mental artist. As the woman from agriculture, she had to have a field of, you know, let's say these pecans. Squirrels always coming to it. Well, you got to find a way to not hurt the squirrels, but keep the squirrels out off from the pecans. And so that was strategy. She taught us how to become more strategists versus I'm going to go kill this squirrel. You know what I mean? And that's how the hunter out of ourself became a builder. And so there is this, what we didn't see in the field was the moon and the sun always working together. And we would think it's just the sun doing the work. No, the sun represents life. And the moon represents growth from that life. So when things were switched around, like you hear the story right now about Asar. Asar represents the afterlife. So he was really about death. Yet this is in a time frame. That's why I know it's hard to say I don't even want to talk about the past, because the past make it almost sound confusing. However, there was also a woman who was in charge of the death. So these are like two death stories that came back to life. And we'll keep doing the death and life, 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 death and life. So all the way to where we're now. And people are speaking about it, yet they put fear in with the death and the life. And now the death and the life is really saying afterlife, because it really wasn't no death. And now it's like, okay, how can I keep them from not thinking that they're here forever? Because now you got eternal life. Eternal life end up being the unk. And when people start rocking the unk, you go all the way to New York, you see it. There's like grandmas older than my grandma walking around right now, no cancer in her chest, rocking the unk. I'm like, wait, what is the significance about this unk? Because unk represents a key. Just like a key, you hear unky, uncle, aunt. The unk represented the waters. Going across the waters, it was moved. But when you in the waters, you got an anchor. And the anchor helped your mainframe of your ship. So wherever you was going, your ship couldn't go too far without it putting in the world of Atlantis in the bottom. This reflection of spirits is always us. We're in everything. I got this picture now of Aminet, and I had this on my glyphs for the longest. I drew her myself. Didn't know she was a part of right here in Virginia, though. And then Sobek. I talk about Sobek. I didn't know he was part of Virginia either. I've been looking at this old Neptune crap that's on Virginia Beach on the waters. Because I'm thinking, Neptune, okay, what is this about Neptune? I don't know. But the more you're into the science, you go further into it, you find out the science is still talking about you. We're still talking about you. You just didn't know we were talking about you. We just revised it, switched it up. The sun became the moon, and the moon became the sun. And now we're going to switch that up, too. You know, and then we wouldn't know about it, so our strength ain't really valuable yet. And we got to find out how we have value here. If you're wherever you're at, Dallas, wherever, find the value right there. And so you can charge from that. You ain't got to always look for money. Money is not you. It ain't never been you. You the money. You the currency. You the Olokun and the Yamaya. And if you don't start figuring out how to self-heal, it'll be like you can't reveal anything. It'll be like, yo, I ain't do nothing yet. Oh, yeah, I played a video game. Yeah, what'd you do, score? Don't look like it. there's ways that they could pervert you into it. You're like, dang, how I got perverted with that? Just like what I just said. Score. What does score mean? We got into perversion to learning how to heal with the woman. Jack and Jill went up the hill. If that's a nursery rhyme, wouldn't it be Jack being who we are and Jill being any woman you with? If we know it from the nursery rhyme itself, did we fix it or did we just kept going with it and said it worked? When? When did it work? Because that sounded like a score thing I was talking about earlier. And now she soared from the score. And now we soar because we score. And now we sell because we sell out. And how many times do we sell out? Now we bail out as we bail out. But now you can go to jail messing with Jill. What is this? A cheap thrill energy. Oh, so now lioneal. Lioneal yourself. Align yourself. See the divine yourself from the tree and your mind yourself. How do you see you mind yourself? Not just as a cave mind. Create mind. Create mind, not just mind. Mind, 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 mind. That's mine. I'm going to create that off of that. No, 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 no. We're talking about builder, architect. You got to be an architect. Know your art. What's your art do? How you make an art view? See what your art can do around us. Help us with the creation, not the creators, as being creatures. There are creatures out here, and there's creators. They're showing it to us all the time. So just start creating. It'll help. It'll help whatever you're doing. Just like I said, I put this woman, this goddess, on my little wood frame, and I didn't even know how much I had a connection to her. It was just, I was connected. I just wanted to put her up here. And it has nothing to do with the other E9s. I had a brother who's a scholar, looked at my stuff, and he was like, yo, these E9s ain't even in the same bracket. I said, well, I just did it. I don't know. It just came to me. I just had to put it up here. And so you'll find out, like, picking up a sword. You probably some samurai. You didn't know it in the afterlife. I mean, that's why these energies be resonating to you. Just like that water I said from Atlantis might have finally came over here and dropped on your head and gave you the other part of your purity that you get to see.
Right, and we don't wanna manifest that, or we don't even wanna speak that up, or even think that up. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, it's just a phenomenon. Said, I'm just saying we got the phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
I understand, but we gotta
to
be very careful about the mind spells that we implant in people's heads. You know what I mean? And we're talking to our youth. All right.
Yeah,
so
I didn't say you are a killer. I didn't say. I get what you're saying, brother. I wouldn't limit them either.
All
because
right.
Even if they are,
I understand, but we got to be very careful with those mind tricks, brother.
I'm very aware of it. What I'm saying is
okay.
The samurai is not one who kills anyway. It's about devotion, you know, and we have to learn our devotion.
Right.
And when I'm explaining these things, I didn't bring a gun in it. I brought in still the way of you learn with your words. Your words are your swords. So if we don't have a good word, what we say, the sword only cuts. We have a dull end and we have a sharp end. That's how we work with each other.
All right.
Once we're able to do that, we can see how we build, right? Destroy, if we don't have to.
Build.
It's called the toy.
Mm-hmm.
Toy
mm-hmm.
becomes a tool.
Got it.
Once you know how to use it.
Yep.
And once that happens,
right.
There's no confusion to the death. We're not killing people in that aspect.
Yeah.
We're not the ones that make death explain itself.
So what are we doing?
Death is only what it does. You know, that's the unnatural. So speaking more of nature, this is the whole point. Self-healing. Learning how you can still find your self-healing. Even when you're saying, I'm in this nightmare, find what can self-heal you while you're dealing with this situation. You can find out your inner core is more stronger than your outer core.
There we go.
And that was really
that's
the whole point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they need to know. That's what the world needs to know.
Yeah.
And what
what
you're speaking about is alchemy. You're speaking about alchemy.
Solid liquid gas can now make you through that, what we call the easy line. An easy line is your etheric body. Your etheric body comes from your fire, your earth, your air, your rain. Those are going to be the elements of what creates from that carbon the ether. And so once that ether kicks in, it's your senses. Your senses start to kick in. Now you can get past that first, the second, and even the third chakra. The first chakra is going to only basically tell you, okay, maybe you don't know your culture, so let me start you out. And then we start saying, oh, okay, this is what culture looks like. I like this. This is something that excites me all the time. I don't know what it is. I see my ancestors, my mom and dad like it, you know, so it's going to be this vibration that's your root. Once you get to that level, the sacral is next. And once that sacral kicks in, you'll find out what you were scared of, what you was sacral to, and now how the sac from the red is the word sacred, because it's in the sacral area. It's in the from the groin area. So when, you know, one was too strong, they call it a word called cockstrong. And that cockstrong was one who had, like, their shield up and their sword. You have a sword, but if you got a shield up, that means you're blocking off something. What happened to the blocking was saying the chakras block. So knowledge also can be blocked. And so wisdom also became that. And so this is why a lot of us didn't get to those other doors, those other chakras. The third chakra happens to be, you know, you're getting past the food and you're getting past what we call sex. The food and the sex, even sex between genders. So the sex that we looked at wasn't just sex. Sex was between genders. And so we said, you a man, you a woman, you should do what women do. You should do what man do. And then this was also the pointing of the finger. Now, if we get deeper into that, let's look at our finger. Your pointing finger is your air finger. So when you're pointing your finger, this element is on your finger. That's why people point a lot. They don't realize they're making a balance or they're, you know, directing something and not realizing this is why it's the air finger. And if you do the study, you'll see I'm not giving you any bliffs or anything. You can go ahead and do it and check it out. And even if it is a bliff, check it out for yourself. That way you won't say, oh, he all told me all this stuff. Okay, then the other finger is the middle finger. Not you. I'm speaking to the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the middle finger is the fire finger. That's why that is the element of fire. You think about when you stick it up, it feels like you got some kind of authority happening. Well, it's because it's the fire finger, not because it's the authority. So the time that you do it, you feel that level, and that's why it's called the fire finger. The fire finger actually represents the physicality of awakening state. So when you use the middle finger, it explains how it could be just like the third leg. And so that's why that finger, like you're going to say the word finger, it represents fire. So that's why you have that middle finger in the middle as that, you know, element. All right, so we're going to the finger. Say again.
It relates because that's the fuck you finger, and then you said third leg. We can't miss that you said third leg. Third leg, so
right. Does
it correlate with what you're saying?
Yes, and so, right. Yep, and that's why you use it for that purpose, too, because it's the longest finger in between, you know, to use it for other purposes. All right, so
you got over there.
All right, so then you got the web finger. The web finger is the water finger, and that's why it's water. Water reflection, you know, the commitment, the spirituality. But we got the physicality in the middle. Right, the mentality, that's the finger, the air finger, and then the spirituality, that's the water finger. So all three of them gets mixed up every now and then. All right, so now the pinky is the one you kind of like lift up while you're drinking the tea or something like that. That is your earth finger. And so earthly thinking, things like that might be material or matter, because, you know, you're drinking tea, you know what I mean, you might want to have the little pinky out. And it's also the representation of baby Heru. So the baby Heru existence came when the one put the little itty-bitty pinky finger out. That was like the baby being existence as baby Heru. So the chick, we call the chick or the chick end. When we're in the end, that's when we start in the beginning. Your thumb, ether finger. So etherically, you get, you know, energy from that finger. When, you know, you say, thumbs up, yeah, I did a great job. Well, that's also the green finger. So So if you can imagine, you got two green thumbs. That's why they were telling you, you got two etheric fingers. And green is the connection to Ptah. Ptah and also Asar, which we call Ra. And this is how you see the afterlife. Afterlife always been around you. Like you put the copper on your skin. If you put the copper on your skin and it's hot and you didn't drink no water the whole time and you start sweating, your arm going to turn green under that copper. And it, what it means is your body has went to a different oxidation. And at the same time, it's talking about your body. Now, the reason why I say that is just like in a car. You're in the car, you're driving, and your battery go down. Or your battery go down, and you wonder what's wrong with it, and you look at around the battery and see this corrosion. The only way you're going to get that car back on is if you knock that corrosion off. Well, the same thing with your body, it's in a different aspect. We could say like the thermostat. The thermostat, when it gets hot in your car, it needs to cool off. Because the thermostat, you see the thermostat moving all crazy? Because it's saying you're going to knock this engine off the block. And now the engine going to be no good, and you're going to have to really park it. So the thermostat is used to keep the pressure down versus just the radiator that you put in the radiator fluid and the water. Now, same thing with your body. If you didn't put no water in your body, you got that copper on, it's hot as I don't know what outside. And all of a sudden, your skin immediately turns green all the way fully around. It's talking to you. And it's letting you know, right there is the afterlife, right there. And you are in it right now, not realizing it. And when this happens, it's letting you know, drink some water. It's also letting you know you're toxic, so you got to do some nurturing to your body. If you turn in green, that means you're going to the afterlife. So in so many ways, we're seeing afterlife in front of us. The green represents afterlife. Don't it turn brown, right, when it's autumn?
It goes yep, all the it phases. Does. Like leaves yep. turn brown, stuff yep. turn brown, all of that, yep.
Yeah, so
I'm with
we
you.
Like, we that's how we're eternal life when we don't see it. This is like you could depress yourself versus impress yourself. And you're about impressions all the time. You look at it. You see it on TV. You like different characters. You might even act certain ones out. Yet, have you done it for yourself? Like, say your name. And like I said to this sister just yesterday, say your name in syllables, sounds, slowly, pause, and breathe, and say it out. You know, movies were made like that in the beginning. So I get what you're saying about even for myself, because I be feeling like, damn, we only had like an hour and a half to speak. I got to hurry up and get up and say everything. I gotta go. And then be like, time, say it. I ain't say everything I wanted to say. And then you be like, wait, you said too much. I was like, dang it, I thought I ain't say enough. Can you put your life on a segment?
My
heart is on the wood. Right,
Maya
and that's where we get the balance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. You know, Maya and everything that we do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a message to the youth, you know what I'm saying? It comes a time to where life will begin to show you things about your own self through other people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, are we paying attention or do we want to continue to be in our own way? You know what I'm saying? And if this is about us, if this is truly about us, you guys, compassionate listening. I mean, we have done shows, you know what I'm saying? And I'm guilty. You know, I'll be the first to admit that, you know, I have, like, a multitask issue, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, I'm doing, like, and I'm doing it right now. You know, like, I will be multitasking, but I promise myself that I'll be more intensive. So this is also a vision for Ear as far as where Ear is going, you know, like, but not just for Ear, but just for the world, you know, like being more attentive to another, I think is going to be very, very important. And especially to the things that we don't like about one another, you know what I'm saying? Like the things that we disagree with or that we don't like or that may irritate us in the shadows and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I think being more attentive to those kind of things is what's going to help us and drive us forth, you know, into our next season. Because this season ain't just about one person. This season is about all of us, what I'm learning.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
The Egypt simulation, Eternal. Can we go there? The Egypt simulation, is that the prison? Or was that just a way?
You said, is that the prison?
Is that a prison? You know what I mean? Because the youth, here's the thing, the youth, they're going to start to find out about the control systems. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start to find out. So if we don't tell them the truth now, it's going to kind of be, you know, we kind of got to be drowning.
This is why the,
so,
right. Well, this is why the system is unfolding in itself. We come to the last stage, and that was the first stage that they were calling it. But yet it's not the first stage. It was the last stage. And if we see it, the tombs represented another way to look at self. And that was the last portals of change to see us as change. Mm. And if we didn't have something that strong and so much in a enormous size, we wouldn't see the profound ability that people got around as a group of entities to create something that is itself. Now, my thing is this. Couldn't we look at it like it was already formed and came? And once it was formed out of what it was, that's what it was. Like, haven't we seen Transformers? Like, didn't spirit get into these cars and it created itself? Mm. Couldn't it have done that this whole entire time and then sat down and laid down and it became that? There's so much in our imagination that we ain't really tapped far enough to see that. Wait a minute. How did these heads, I mean, because these heads are cut with precision. It looked like a laser cut these things. I got a brother who came from Kemet. He showed me these joints. I'm like, man, I'm there. While you showing it to me, I feel it like I'm there. Like, if I know if I go in there right now, if I go in the tomb right now, I'll probably cry 1,000 times. Just get me out of here. Somebody put me on a little wheelchair and haul me up out of here. Because I'm mad now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll probably turn into one of these deities. I don't even know, bro. Mm-hmm. But it's that much of the energy I can feel just because I draw it. I just draw it.
Yeah.
I ain't even over it. I ain't even touched it. I do got a little piece of Kemet. I do got a little piece of Kemet with me. I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
I do got one of the limestones that came right off the pyramid. They say, look, we ain't steal it, brother. This belonged to it. I said, all right, well, then I'm good with it. Let me wrap this up, wrap yours up. And because that's what I'm saying. You could touch something and you can feel what that was like.
Feel.
That became something that mother did for you and gave you milk, breast milk. The breast milk was so profound that it had to get you where it needed to get you at, you know? And that's the other level to how we see in our highness. What keeps us in our highest high? You got to find it. It's not even in you. So you got to work on that to make it in you, you know. And that's that little churn that you do with butter. I know they showed us one way of butter already made up. But when butter was made, it was churning it at one point. So how did they put the salt together and the additives that was put in there to make it what it was? Now, I ain't going to say it's good to make butter because it's now animal product. Mm-hmm. It was just the idea that they found something to create out of this mass, and it was little to nothing. And we have to look for certain things that's on this earth that we could churn nature into itself again and say, look, this is the replica of nature. And they'll be like, oh, my gosh, and you put your own soul in it. When you talk about feet represents your soul. So it's a message coming from your feet all the way to your hands, to your head, that soul is S-O-L-E, but it's also S-O-U-L. That's why we have a solar energy, a polar energy, that's seven layers of the skin energy that when carbon kicks in, you will want to not only help me. I mean, you will not only want to help you, you will want to help me and other people too. And other people like you because you see their benefit or what's going on for the earth, not taken away from the earth. It's a little different. Some people give to the earth, and some people don't even give a damn. And we don't have to be about them people. Recognize who they are, and then just go on about your business and do you and start creating. Once you know that, that's your builder. And now you're away from the hunters and the gatherers and say, oh, this is about hunting. No, no, no. This is about gathering. You don't know the difference. I'm walking over here. I'm going to do what's supposed to be done because we got children growing, and babies are now growing. So if you know where that's coming from, you'll find out that it goes all the way back, like I said, to the last, to now we the first tunes to realize these tunes. We're the first ones to know. We're the first now new discoveries of knowing even tunes that's here. It's not even all the way over there in Kemet. Oh, I kid you not. It's not. It's over here, too. We just got to look at it a little bit more specific because they're sitting right in front of us. They call them earth mounds. You look at the research, you'll find out you got good.
The Valley of the Kings is right here, not over there.
You understand?
That's what.
You right there. Because, and you know, Memphis is a powerful spot. I've been there, and I was like, yo, something about over here is different. I just, and even then, I wasn't on my spiritual path like I am now. So I could imagine if I go over there with a purpose. When you said earlier, determined, all we got to do is go to the area. Let's say if you was hurt, go to the areas and heal that area. If you say heal, how do I heal? Well, what do you do to have childlike ability? That's healing. Find your childlike ability. I ain't talking about childish. Childlike ability. Because childish is if somebody else do it and they get hurt by what you just did. That's childish. You don't want them to, hey, don't follow me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Well, don't show them. Don't show them. Don't show them. If you show them, they're going to follow you. If you're doing it out here in the front, look, y'all, look at me. When you throw an anvil and hit you in the head, they more than likely going to do that. So don't, like you said earlier about the dreams, don't put anything that don't need to be out there. That's not needed to be out there. So what we're looking at is find the optimistic in the most of things and work with that. If you see a brother on the street and he's looking in the trash can, he's like, look, okay, the brother's in the street looking in the trash can. And he decides to talk to the sister, to ask for cash flow, look for the best thing of whatever he's in, maybe his mentality, because he might be that survivalist right now, strategizing his best way of survival. It's not always, oh, look at him, he's a selfless fellow. You never know. You might be down there one time. You're like, dang, how did I end up down here? Now you got to say, don't be that one man in vain as you're living. Because if you're in vain as you're living, you can't appreciate the things that you have right now. And then the ancestors will take that very thing from you because you don't know how to deal with it right now. And so it's best to come into your balance. Find it. Home in on it. Center it. Make it your love. Compassion. Kind of thing. So where you like relentless to let that go. If you love your time, go ahead, go on time in yourself.
You know, and life is a teacher. Life is the best teacher. You know, there's no way of getting around that. Life don't teach you. Life gonna teach you, life gonna show you. So
you got no choice. It'll break you down if you don't. It'll break you down. I'm talking about bare minimum. You might not have no money in your pocket. You might body get broke down. You're like, and then you say, look, I needed to stop. Like right now, my spiritual sister, she just came in the building. She's been working out every day, but her body down. So now I know because my body was about to go down. I had to stretch and everything earlier before I even got on the phone. I was stretching my body off. I give my body a benefit of stretching as much as I possibly. When I got a little break, I didn't realize my break there. I'm like in the middle of limbo land. I started just do crazy stretches. Now, I ain't talking about regular old stretches because I know we just go to our feet, put our arms out. Oh, I did a stretch. No, man. You gotta turn your body into a, like a turn as if you could turn all the way to the other side of your body. Find that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't just stretch like a up vertical. Move that in a diagonal movement and stretch it. Push your leg, push your hand into your leg and push it. Get some resistance to yourself. And when you find out that you can unpop all that spine that's back there that's all locked up, you'll be in a better mood. Just like that.
Just by stretching.
It pinches you. It'll pinch you in the back. You'll be like, how did I get to that spot? Well, you got to stretch. You got to just put one leg over the other and then turn your body the opposite way. You've seen snakes. They can turn their body all the way in a whole little curl, 360 type turn. You're like, what the hell you do that? Because their body is as limber as that cat I was talking about earlier. When they stretch, cats be stretching. They stretch. You ever watch cats stretch? I know you do. Whenever you watch cats stretch, you be like, they stretch. They got phenomenal stretch. And
sometimes
I'll
take pictures of mine.
You know what I'm saying?
So cool.
They don't even just get up and go, do they? Do they get up
you
and go?
What now? I'm sorry.
Or they stare for me?
They don't. They sit there. They do not. They stare. It's like they sit there. They meditate. They examine their stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. I said, yeah, this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
What I found out about them is they got fillers. Yes. They got fillers on their hands, which was phenomenal compared to the dog. And I said, oh, that's how they be checking out things. They got fillers and whiskers. So when they're near something that's too wide, wide enough, their fillers will let them know that you can't fit through that. You're too fat. This is the same we have on our body when it came down to the antennas of your hair. The form isn't lost. We just deformed the food habit. So now we got to change that form of our food habit to enhance those fillers again. Like, use some sesame seed paste in your food. Now, why did I say that? Because it's from India. Certain things that's from India that actually open up the senses that we got doled off of. See, we came from everywhere. So how do we don't eat things that's from everywhere? Not saying you foreigner to it, because that means you're eating all kind of foreign foods in a fashion. I'm not saying it like that. I'm talking about like West Indies curry energy. These are the things that kept us from, because that's like hot food. Like if you're a cold person and you don't eat hot foods, you wouldn't put curry in your food. Yeah, but if you're a cold person, what I mean by cold person is you don't eat heated up foods. But yet when you put the curry in it, not only if you heated it up, bison end up being heat. So now there's a way that you knock mucus out of our body by just putting curry on your stuff. Just some simple mathematics that's in your cabinet that can help you when you expand your mind from here to be international on yourself. That's your skin. That's your seven layers. It's all around the globe. How do you put, you know, because a computer has your same carbon in it to be a master computer or a supercomputer. That's the only way it can be like that. So artificial intelligence is not as we see it as it is, because we're looking for the presence of artificial intelligence. When we the advanced intelligence, we've been advanced. That says artificial. Artifice. That's like saying surface. And it almost sounds like it's saying Antarctica with Africa.
Wasn't we the first artificial intelligence though? Something that we're not taking accountability about?
Oh yeah, we gotta be that. That's again, they showed it in Contact, 3-2-1 Contact. That's a little episode of giving us education to show us that we created a creature, and now our creature is better than the creator. And now Oz, the human zoo, the zoo itself, Brahman Bailey Circus, all of that was to be put out so that when it's time for your spiritual awakening, let's say in October, when you're supposed to be doing that old connection to the Aquave, instead they'll be talking about October Day, and then they'll do certain things like rituals that deals with eating candy, messing the brain up, versus eating the spiritual food, taking in the fasting so that when it's time to get into the Eve connection, before we say Halloween Eve, they say Halloween. And we wouldn't know Halloween is the day after Eve. But Eve is always in front of every holiday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so how did we get tricked by one holiday that overtops all the other holidays? You got women, men. Oh, I love dressing in the costume. You overlooking the whole thing, brothers, sisters. First of all, it's 31. That's 13 in reverse. And then before the day you're doing it, you're supposed to be having some kind of ritual. Did you? I don't know. Did you? And you want to go with them who costing you and me. It's called costume. Cost you me. That's not the worst thing. I look at it. I look at it every day. Back in the day, the costumes wasn't what you paid for. You make that jank up in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
So it was
that's
never
what the 80s costume looked like.
Okay.
You know.
So we didn't, they done shifted us to go into their product. That's all it was. Shift us to go into, and let's make something in a mass that people will love that's horrible and everybody will wear it. And then we do it. So we became goons.
Yep.
Goons became the lagoons. Yeah, we became lagoons of the sea. There's a black lagoon. There's a green lagoon. And this is how we came out of the waters. We done got changed from the noble Jor-El-Lee that was saving humanity to being this ugly little monster that's hanging around with this woman because you want to get her. And now we holding her in our arms. So I'm like, yo, this is a whole little, they switched the whole game up. I mean, same thing we were doing in the 1920s was the reverse of, let's do this and act like we civilized. Wait a minute now. You can't be civilized and cannibalism. That's not how it works.
So,
and what is civilized anyway? See,
so my question to
that's
you
what
is,
civilized.
To you is this, why did we allow that? If we're so wise and if we're so smart, why do we allow the ignorance to go on for so long?
Our mamas. They took our mama right
you
from
you said
us.
Hot mamas?
And we went, huh?
What was that? I'm
say
sorry,
again?
I missed that. You said what mama?
I said our mama.
Our
mothers. When someone takes your mother away from you, you do almost anything. And so manumission became that. A man, you, and the mission. So now my mission is to fight for the other side just so I can save my family because you got them captive. You told my mother that she's sick. You created this imagination stress line that since she got older and you gave, we were starting to feed each other sugar. The same sugar that's basically making the aneurysm and the senile and the fast forward in of the brain is was being given in products that's been affected by the 28.5-day moon cycle that my mother is not aware of. And because my mother into the Christianity and all the other stuff, and now that's the field of how to do it for the nursing and for her living, and it becomes now the docile thing of living. And how does one escape it or go better than it if you don't come out of it? If you a senior, if you a senior and your dad say you a junior, how high are you going to get from there? That's it, right? Ain't going to go no higher than where you at, right? So the failure already be programmed in itself.
If you do, it's disrespectful. You've just...
Yeah, because now you're coming out of the box.
The bloodline. For being
okay, come on,
man.
Come on, Osenia. Come on, Osenia.
The shit that they put up against me for going outside of the box, bro. I'm appalled at the level. I am appalled at the level
on,
that people go through to keep you.
There we go.
My feelings was hurt, bro.
No, Paul is
very
hurt, right?
But you know what? I wasn't giving up, bro. I was like, nah, fuck that. We finna keep going.
And they make you feel like you gotta give up. How about that? They make you feel like you gotta give up.
Yeah.
They throw cliche little clashes in your face and be like, dang, maybe I should.
I cannot.
Wait a minute.
Remember, this is a show to the youth because you are gonna feel like you're going to feel like everything is up against you. But really, though, even in that eternal, really, even though one may feel like everything is up against him, it's not. That it brings us back to alchemy. That brings
right,
us
and that's
back
what
to
makes
alchemy.
You go better.
That's how we need to close this show. Yep.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. You can get better at what you're doing. You just have to stay on your focus. The focus is going to help you see what's in between. We call it the left and the right. Yet, when one says there's a left, there's also three lefts, not just one left. Just like there's one right, there's also three rights. When you go around a corner, you can see the whole square of everything. You have to 360 it. Now, what changes the degree is one degree.
Mm.
I'm going to say it again. Okay. What changes the degree is just one. And see, the study comes to us quick like that as a lightning. And so all I got to do is take one of the degrees out of the 360, and it's no longer 360, it's 359. Or I can add a degree to my 360, and now I'm a 361 out of this circle. Okay. Your reality becomes that strong that you have to start putting the programs that you want centered for yourself, so that when you say center yourself, how do you see the enter of yourself? Enter your program. It's the P with Ro of Ra and your G with Ra and your Am, energy. So how do you program yourself? Reprogram. Just get started. You're already there. Much love. Ashe, Ashe. Oh, respect.
So, guys, thank you for tuning in to another podcast, guys. We definitely appreciate you guys. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the firmament. The firmament, I think I'm saying it right, but there is something going on in the clouds. The reason why astronauts can't really go as far as, you know, the rocket ships keep blowing up. And, like, there's so many questions that, I've collected about the firmament, if I'm saying it wrong, and everything that's going on with that, guys. But there's definitely some things that's going on that you're not going to hear on Channel 4 News. So I hope that we are at a state now to where we are not listening to the news, and we are, you know, we're starting to want to dig deeper and starting to look deeper, you know, look deeper and dig deeper, you guys. So wherever you guys are at, what I am even learning also in these levels is that there are processes. There are things where I get frustrated because people don't know. They act like they don't know. And it's like when I start to shut my mouth, that's when people start to come to me, when I start to shut my mouth, like, oh, my God. You know, like, I guess what it is when we let go of the need for people to get it, that's when they start getting it. Crazy. You know, but I think for anybody who is on an elevated level that's listening to this podcast is to know when we start to let go of subconsciously, you guys, when we subconsciously start to let go of people needing to get it and get it now before it's too late, I think that's where we lose them. You know, when they start to get it on their time frame, and it goes back to what they say about everybody has their own frame and dialogue in which they start to wake up, you know, and many of us are blessed. You know, we are blessed to know before the masses. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the birds. You hear the birds? Come on. Come on. Birds. You know. So that's all, guys. Join us tomorrow because we're going to go deeper into that. We love and appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, it's going to be more talking. I said more listening and all that. Hell, we did listening all last season. You know what I'm saying? So this season has to be more talking versus, you know, playing clips all the time. So Eternal, even what you did in your thing, you know, what we do in the background, it's more talking and more education. And that's what I need to grasp back on, you know what I'm saying, versus being lazy about some shit that somebody else already taught. So I want to thank you for that. All right, go ahead and take us out.
Yeah, there's moments of you and me being able to finally have the galactic of people speaking out of just me and you. And we wouldn't think that even that's that powerful when it is. It's majorly put like the Nobel Drug League to the even the Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X finally shaking hands. Certain things that we never saw because of media being always the distraction. However, now we can use it for the attraction versus the distraction. And I give honors to you, bro, to keeping that as an outlook to the doors that we have to have for our children, because if there's children out here, where are they at and what are they looking at? What are they looking to and what are they looking forward to being? And, you know, those are the things I grew up off of, and I don't want to let that go. And that's the things I say. If you say, oh, let go of everything, that's not where I'm going to let go. I want to see us still do what we're saying we're good at, you know, and that'll be my last breath as my first breath. You know, when I came into this existence, I saw unity in my thoughts, and I can still see that happening, coexistence. I've been here long enough to see that it's happening. I give thanks, respect to all of y'all who actually got up here on the panel. That was great. I felt a little bit off from not actually sending it out to my peoples like I usually do. However, this, you know, as it is the beginning, we'll do it again tomorrow, and I'll have it already set up to send that, because we do have to support one another, and that's major in order for us to get through this. Can't do it alone. It'll take one man to build an island. It takes all of us to actually have a village. Respect. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh, good thing. Respect. Ashe.
call the root from any kind of connection of what we call a continent. This is all the land that we come back off of. How you get back in tune with yourself, finding your mother, finding the father, and of course connecting to the child. So this is where the Trinity comes out of. We hit different sounds of it. And when we hit that sound, we actually have different vibrations that come from it. So it's our frequency. How do we enhance ourselves? By going into a dimension. This dimension, we can all interlock and make something come out of it. You know, from nothing to something. Ground zero. So look at those who, not knowing themselves, are heroes to themselves. They just got to know how to go through conflict so that they're inflicted by certain things and then change that. It's a dis-ease, of course. It's a dis-ease to change your left and your right hand. But if you notice, we're using our left and our right hand. So now that shows you that all of us can use both sides of our body just like we use both sides of the hemisphere of the brain. This is where we come back in tune with yourself. So the more you're in tune with yourself, the more you see how you can heal other people. You got to heal yourself first. So this is where we started. Start from the root. It's like the tree. You're hugging it. So we think of mama, connected to the earth. You go by what they call material. You liquidize what you thought in reflection. So you come back to seeing yourself then. Change up the dynamics of that. Become the fire physical. Move your fire because you're going to sweat. People want to dance. Vibration move their hips. Then they feel their heart. It connects to their head. So the heat will be going in, you know. And so when you get your air is your balance. So you have to breathe when you play this. Teach you discipline. Teach you martial arts. Teach you how to be more focused on self when you realize yourself is what connects to everything else. And then once you see self, self is everything. You know what I mean? Like the tree that connects to this right here, to the drum itself, to the walls. We think walls, but that's obstacles. Obstacles can also be an illusion. So when we're putting things in front of us, it's just like being a cube. We might be caught into a square, but we gotta see it. It can have a vortex to an X. So we still gotta remember, find our center. How do you center yourself? Bring yourself back up, rise it up like the pyramid. Some might see you as three, but you appear to be four. And then at the same time, you have that five. The five of you explaining yourself as you spread your arms out and your extension. So when you see the center of yourself, it's the pyramid. It's that firemid. So we got to get into our midsection. Open it back up, become more into what we think the world is, but worldly, as in the swirl, because you're connected by the curve, the line. It makes the curve of your fingers be the same way. It's not a flat line. You know what I mean? It actually has curves to it. It's a tube. We look at the TV tube, so why do we look at that? You know what I mean? Why do we look at a tube? Only to see entertainment of ourselves. But if we don't see ourselves, who are we being entertained by?
Yeah.
If I'm listening to music, is it music? Does it make you sick? It make you sick? If you can't hear the right music, your harmony, it's the hymn. If I was a preacher, I'd be doing the same thing. Ceremony. He'd do the harm, he'd do the hymn. So he's giving you the hymn. So is it an actual vibration that we all can connect and still build ourselves that I won't need you anymore and I can actually do it for myself? Thank you. Now that I have the tool versus the toy versus the weapon. You know what I'm saying? I could get a gun, but what about the drum? Don't this come from the heart?
Yeah. It's the heartbeat. It is the heartbeat.
I can reflect the word war and I see raw. So we gotta see the raw of ourselves. This is like the raw essence of it anyway.
Yeah.
If it's a Capricorn, here's a goat being put on as a sacrifice. For what though? To sacrifice ourselves back into a family again.
Yeah.
That's why we sit in a circle. That's why we sit in a cipher. So we cipher things out versus ciphering it in. You can get an income, but what about your outcome? How much outcome will you actually get if you're just putting too much outcome of income about a low come? See what I'm saying? Low semen.
Yeah.
Low vibration. So it's ejaculation. Ejaculating on people. Why? We don't need to do that. We don't need to rape none of y'all. We don't need to be like that. We're mental to a physical. And now, since we're that, let's become spiritual. So we all see our plane and rise. So we become solistic. That's the soul.
I like the income, but there's no outcome. That's crazy. That's pretty crazy, yeah.
It comes with fiat.
because there's a lot of income, but then the outcome doesn't go anywhere because it's like you end up spending money.
Where you go? Yeah, it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Deplete itself. Just like a top heavy. All up. September fall. Yeah, October. Ride. Gonna fall in October, might as well rise. I'm gonna fall in September, might as well rise in October, right? Energy. Always gotta be about the energy. Oh, appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, though, of course, we still gotta give homage back to our ancestors. That's the whole real reason why we hit the drums in the first place. So when it comes back in tune with ourselves, oh, this is a brother right here. What's up, brother? Seven, five, seven. You know what I'm saying? 757, coming into the consciousness level, you know what I mean? So when it comes down in tune with it, when it comes in tune with it, we're in tune with the life of what we got to bring. Our old generation, our new generation, and in tune with it, what we have this generation. Because why do we feed? Why do we feed ourselves? What we say, food is God. So even food is a projection. How do we project it? Because we don't accept it. So we got to now accept our level. While we hit the drum. And of course, let me introduce my people. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got different combinations of people when we call the eternal roots band. So when we come with intercourse of thought, we come with intelligence. And that's how we're bringing this higher level up. Our presence.
Yeah, my name is Yusuf. I've been with Eternal Roots for about a good 2 years now. I'm going on 2 years, and it's really transformation for me. I feel like I transformed with Eternal in the booth, and I was the loud one. I never wanted to listen. Always trying to outbeat people and stuff, but, you know, with time, when you're with the group, you know, you play them tones. When you say tone, you know, people could tone you out as well. So your group could tone you out. You know, if they love you enough, they're going to come and tell you, yo, you got to relax a bit, you know. And then you end up getting toned out. You know, once you get toned out, that's it. You know how to go into the bass, tones, flat. Because you ain't trying to just talk too loud, you know. So, yeah, my beginning was kind of like just speaking loud or trying to, like, I tried to hit every drum there's out there.
Right.
But you could only play so much, like, with yourself, like, playing all by yourself, and like you end up getting sick of your own self.
Yeah.
So the group is what makes the whole beat sound good. And yeah.
Endless
compliments, like just
compliments.
Yeah, complimenting each other back and forth, holding the bass with each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like a path. You know, you could take it as a hobby or you could take it as a path. And you take it as a path, you end up knowing how to, you know, control.
Definitely healing.
Yeah, it was really healing, and the whole concept of the mom, father, child, you know, if you just remember those, like in the middle, that's where we all come from. The tone is your father toning you out, always. You messing up, he's gonna come and tone you out. And the child is the one that always wants to talk, so that's gonna be the slap or, you know, fast paced talking. So,
always going on past the boundaries.
There's people that kind of like sit with us and they swear, like, you know, I never played, and they just hold that concept down and they hold a whole beat, a whole tone, a whole slap, everything, and it's like, wow. Yeah, like once they understand that mom, father, child, that's it. That's drumming pretty much, and you know, it's them three sounds. Yeah, so that too, it's like when I ended up listening, I started learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, 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 yeah, so But just shout out to you, thank you for making my life too, you know what I mean? Just by touching the jug and seeing the thing that is done, you know what I mean, with the physical eyes, you know what I mean, with explaining it, people walk over like, yo, they couldn't avoid the sound. It's like the rat and the cheese, the smell of the cheese carried, it's the sound of the jug, the warriors. Shows up, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a heartbeat thing. It's a heartbeat thing, you know what I mean? The dogs are dying to dust the jump, so, you know what I mean? It's spread the energy that vibrates through the earth, you know what I mean? From that place, so. It's just a heartbeat. It's a heartbeat, so. turn our house by Malachi and lay out them and out that here now. All the more to come, you know? And then we'll just go. That's it.
We gotta play one more song. It gotta be a trinity. You know what I mean?
I'm going to start teaching. I'm going to start school.